here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 4th of May, 2010. It was on this day, 1953, Ernest Hemingway won the Pulitzer Prize for his novel The Old Man and the Sea, which had come out the year before, and the story of the old Cuban fisherman and his three-day struggle to bring in a huge marlin against the attacks of sharks. Hemingway was familiar with Cuba. He'd lived in Key West for years, often went to Cuba on fishing trips. He stayed at a hotel in Havana where he kept a room for himself. And it was there in that room that he wrote most of For Whom the Bell Tolls, 1940. And he wrote columns for Esquire so he could get the money to buy a boat. He named the boat Pilar. And at the end of 1940, with money coming in from For Whom the Bell Tolls, he and his wife bought a villa a few miles southeast of Havana called Finca Vigia, and he would live there for the next 20 years. He wrote, Hemingway did, in the mornings, standing up, typing on his Royal typewriter, and in the afternoons, he had a good time. Sometimes he played baseball with the local boys. Hemingway had two sons who spent the summers with him, and he bought baseball equipment for the boys in the neighborhood, invited them into his yard to play with his sons, and Hemingway was the pitcher. But most often in the afternoon, he went fishing on his boat Pilar, which, once the war began, he also used to patrol for German submarines. He outfitted the boat with machine guns and grenades and patrolled the waters. Mostly, though, it was used for fishing. He sailed out of a little port town, Cojimar, which was the model for the fishing village in Old Man and the Sea, and the inspiration for the Old Man Santiago is assumed to be a man named Gregorio Fuentes, who worked for Hemingway as a cook and captain and mechanic and caretaker. He died 2002 at the age of 104. The two of them spent many afternoons sailing around in the sun, fishing for marlin and sailfish. But in the mornings he wrote. He worked on his memoir, A Movable Feast, about his days in Paris, and he wrote The Dangerous Summer, about a season of bullfighting. And he envisioned a much larger project called the Land, Sea, and Air Book. The land section would be about the war in Europe, the sea about life in the Caribbean, and not much is known about the air section. The land section became part of Across the River and Into the Trees, which got bad reviews when it came out in 1950. Much of the sea section was edited and combined as his posthumous book Island in the Stream came out in 1970, but The Sea in Being, Hemingway retitled The Old Man and the Sea, sold it to Life magazine. They published it in one issue September 1, 1952, with a picture of Hemingway on the cover. It sold 5.3 million copies in 2 days. Today, Hemingway is a huge tourist draw in Cuba. In his favorite bar in Havana, the Floridita, there's a statue of him in the corner. You can visit that hotel room in Havana, which has been preserved, as have the rooms of his Villa Finca Vigia, which the government recently spent $1 million to restore. And his boat, Pilar, is on display there. Here's a poem for today by Beverly Rollwagen, entitled Up and Down. I don't know anything for sure unless I look it up, but sometimes I can figure things out if I write them down. So it's up and down all day long. It's a good life, better than back and forth or in and out, which I find constraining. I have up and down in balance, and with my mother's death have discovered the true meaning of before and after. Up and Down, a poem by Beverly Rollwagen from her collection Flying, published by Noden Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.